Our assessment is that fundamentally there is nothing true about that statement in terms of anything concrete on the ground. But it is the minister's vision, maybe, that is being articulated as if it is a reality. As far as we are concerned, the Minister of Education cannot prescribe or make a pronouncement on any issue of conditions of service that is likely to affect the rest of the public service. What probably he has announced is a mistaken position, as far as we're concerned, of mistaking education allowance, which we have always been receiving, but now because of the new generation, it did not come through, and we've always advocated for that.
There are also reports that you might go on strike when schools open next week. What's the position?
At the present moment, Jonga, I will not put the cart before the horse. In terms of Zimbabwe Teachers Association, our consultation process is on. As you speak to me right now, I'm in a national executive meeting where the issue will be discussed and the resolution passed by national executive on the merits and the demerits of the strike. And if ever that resolution comes through, it is only when we will make a pronouncement to say, yes, we are calling for the strike. But we want to believe and want to encourage the authorities to use the dialogue process and take advantage of the power of dialogue in averting conflict.